We are learning Mesechtes Barbasra Daf Yud Chesam Abeis, and we are beginning now on the bottom of Yud Chesam Aleph Toshema. This is around 8 lines from the bottom. Continuing with Chogis Rava and Abaya, and this will be the last attempt as a Raya Keneged Rava. It's a little bit of a big sugya, the sugya of Chardel. Toshema, we learned in a Mishnah later on. It says like this: Marchikines Mishra Min HaYerek V'Sakreshin Min HaBetzalim. The loch is, a mishra is a little pool where they soak the flax. And that is very smelly and it can ruin the vegetables that are near it. So you have to be marchik. If you want to make a mishra, which is soak flax, you have to remove it from your friend's yarek. You have to marchik him in a yarek. If you're planting leeks, you also, if the neighbor has onions, leeks are not good for onions, you have to do archaka from the betzalim. And if I'm planting mustard seeds, I have to make sure it's far away from my neighbor's bees. Why? Because that damages the bees and the honey of your neighbor. Because what happens is the bees come and eat some of the chardel, and it's very sharp, and therefore they want to sweeten their taste, so they go and eat their own davash. So therefore it's a hezek for the neighbor. So the halach is, they have to marchik your chardel, your mustard seeds, from your neighbor's bees. Those are three halachas. I have to marchik my soaking my flax, I have to marchik my leeks, and I have to marchik the chard. So the Gemara, taima the yerek. That's only if there's a yerek, the haleka yerek. So I could soak flax right near my property line as long as no yerek is there. So I, Rava, if you Ravi Nala do that, he might plant yerek, he might plant vegetables. So Allah, you can lek yerek, nami lo yisamach. You never let her do it. But Kamash one, the Hanikash, it's Kiddush is that the Mishra and the Krishim are not good for it. Yachi, the Kash like this, aim is safer, says in the safer. Rabbi Yossi Marta b'chardel. Rabbi Yossi argues on chardel. Specifically, that case he argues. Why? Because Yochel loy merloy, he could tell the Baal HaDvarim, the bees, Achat oimer li, harchi chardel chom edavaroi. Right now, we are assuming Rabbi Yossi holds al mazik l'harchis asma. Even when we know that, we learned already on yesterday's blat, that Rabbi Yossi holds al nizik l'harchis asma, but tomorrow we'll ask that soon. Right now, we're assuming he holds al mazik l'harchis asma. So Rabbi Yossi says, you tell me the mustard seeds, I got to move away because I'm being mazik you, because it's ruining your honey because the bees are eating the honey. I'll tell you something else. You are being mazik me. Why are you being mazik me? You're busy eating my chardel. You take away your bees from my mustard. You're eating my mustard seeds. You're eating my mustard seeds. That's what you're eating. So you're being mazik me. You get out of here. That's what Rabbi Yossi is tying it back. And then Rabbi Yossi says that they both are equal in their chaka. You can't make the chardel move. They both have to move equally. That's Rabbi Yossi holds. Ad kan, the Mishnah. What's Mar's kasha? Mar's kasha is, v'idloi samach hechem ishkak asla. If you hold like Rava, there's something wrong here. If you hold like Rava, hechem ishkak asla. Now to explain this kasha, we're going to use Tosfos to explain this kasha. Which stems with Rashi also. So Tosfos explains like this. The bishlam of fi abaya that says samach. So it's very geschmack, this din of Rabbi Yossi. Why? The case was the bees were there first. The bees were there first. And now the guy comes afterwards with his chardel. So we tell him that what's the machlokes? So the bees were there first, which is allowed. The bees were there first, and then came the guy planted his chardel afterwards. So the Rabbanan hold that the mazik hasheni, which is the baal chardel, he has to do the archaka. Why? Because the Maisa, he's the Mazik now. He was there first. It's like the guy who makes the second bar, according to Abaya. The first bar was there first. The second bar, even though he's a Mazik, he has to be Marchik, sixth Tvachim. Same thing here. The Chardel came, the Chardel came second, has to be Marchik. And what does Rabbi Yossi hold? Rabbi Yossi holds that since the Vairim, the bees are also the Mazik, the Chardel, and also the guy, and therefore, the bees in the first place did something not so geschmack, even though he was mutter to do, but lemaisa, it was going to damage someone. So therefore, he says that we all have to mark it equally. I can ask me, every time by a bar, the first guy who made a bar also a little bit wasn't so I, because he weakened the ground. But that, I'll say, the second bar, when he is doing more mazik b'yadayim, when he digs that bar, he's shaking the ground and ruining the ground, it's more mazik b'yadayim, therefore the second guy is responsible. But here, the second guy is not doing that much. He's just planting chardel. It's like indirect damage. So, and since you're not shvik tzadik either by putting the varim there first, so we both split it. That would be pshat fi abaya. But lefi rava, that holds that in the first place, in Alabi Saimich, So how is it possible that the Rabbanon Amachayiv, the Balachar, to go away? And the fear of Yosi that is telling the Balachar, you don't have to do anything. L'chayro, since the did a shleiver shush, shleikadin, so the first guy there is shleikadin. So let's see, fear Rabbanon, how can you tell the Balachar to go away? The Dvarim was shleikadin. Because he should anticipate he might plant chardel. So how are you allowing him to do in the first place? That's the Gemara's kasha. So Amra Papa, or Papa answers that we're talking about Bilakeach. We're talking about the guy is Lakeach, which means like this. A guy planted chardel first. He planted mustard. Then he sold half his field. And Lakeach put dvarim there. And put bees there. The Rabbanon hold that dvarim, the bees don't are not mazik the chardel, and al mazik l'harchas atzmai. And now, even though he did it beheter because he was first, and by Elon the lach is by samchu beheter, we don't make him cut down the tree. He says, but here it's different. Here, since it's not such a big hefsid, you should remove your thing. You're the mazik l'harchas atzmai. And Rabbi Yosi holds no, that since the bees are also being mazik me, and so therefore you have to move. Why do I have to move? You move. Because since I didn't do anything wrong with the Balach Ardol, because it was my field, it was only the Keach, even if you're Rava, you didn't do anything wrong, so you should move. And that's the Machlaikis. Great thing about Akash, Yachi, my time of the Rabbanon, the Kasha is that what's Pshah and the Rabbanon? Since Maisa, we try to explain it, but since it's Mutter, it was Lekeach, and he planted the Mishra, the Kreshim, and the Chardel here, Birishus, so why should I move away? When you bring in the Yerakas, why should I move away? Lamaisa, I was first. Va'oid, my time with Rabbi Yosi, I feel a mishra v'yarkanami. And Rabbi Yosi, who holds the taka, since the chardel was there first, then the bees came afterwards, so the chardel doesn't have to move. So why does Rabbi Yosi agree to the first two things that Tanakama said, that he have to remove the mishra and the krishin? L'char, he was first. He did it behet, it was like, eh. So what's going on here? Amaravina Kasari Rabbanon al mazik laharchis as asmai. The Rabbanon hold that a mazik laharchis asmai, which means that he holds no matter what, even do a beheter, if you are the mazik, you have to move away. That's the Rabbanon hold. You're the mazik, you have to move away. And we're assuming, and what's pshat in Rabbi Yosi? Must be Rabbi Yosi holds on his laharchis asmai, therefore the he has to move. So if that's the case, if the nizik has to move, so yachi. If it's Mechari Yisrael al Nizik Laharaz Asmai, Yael Nizik, I feel a Mishra Yarkanami. If he holds al Nizik Laharaz Asmai, so why would Mishra Yarka, why does he agree to the Rabbanon there that the Mishra has to move away? I'm Bereshus, I bought it. I'm Bereshus. So Gemara, no. El Oilon Rabbi Yosi Nami al Mazik, Svirulei. He also holds al Mazik Laharaz Asmai. Ochi Kom Rabbi Yosi Rabbanon. And he holds like super Mazik, that even if I'm there Bereshus, I gotta move it away. So therefore he agrees. Ochi Kom Rabbi Yosi Rabbanon. Tainach Mishra Yarka. I agree to you, Mishra Vayarka, the Hani Maski, Hani Loy Maski, Hani, so that's good. Loy Maski, Hani. Therefore, since the Mishra is the Maski, take it away. Elachardel Vadvarim, Tavayo Maski Adadi. By Chardel and Dvarim, even for you, Rabbanon, hold the Mazik has to move away, why are you calling me the Chardel and Mazik? You, the Dvarim, the bees are the Mazik, because the bees are eating my Chardel. That's the Taina. Rabbanon answer back. Rabbanon say, Dvarim, Lachardel, Maski. Dvarim, not Mazik, the Chardel. No Mazik happens. First of all, even Binza, if it's the seeds, they don't reach the seeds. Iba tarfa, if you're talking about the leaves, that grows back, so there's no damage over here. So akapana, what we're coming out is that the case of Rava is a lekeach, and he first planted the chardel, he first brought the mishra here, the creation here, and then he sold the property. And now, he's all of a sudden damaging the other guy. So Rabban hold, halamazik, lehar chesatzmoy, no matter what, even though he did it per shos. I by Elon, Elon's a hefse meruba, that's why we don't make him cut down the Elon. But here, it's very easy to move back, yeah, I gotta move back, you're the mazik. And Rabbi Yosi Tainis, I agree to you by Mishra Yarka, you're right, you're the mazik, you gotta move away. But by Mishra and creation, but by Dvarim, the Dvarim also being mazik, not only the Chardel. And that they're going to say, no, the bees are not being mazik. But now there comes the obvious question. Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold a mazik, the Harz Asma. So why would he greet the Mishra Yarka? Read the Gemara of Rabbi Yosi al Mazik the Harz Asma, but tonight we'll listen to Mishnah. Rabbi Yosi Yomer, Afa Pisha, Bar Kedemis Elon, even if the bar is first, and I plant the Elon afterwards. The halacha is lo yakut. I don't have to knock down the ilan. Shezeh chayfer b'sech shloy, v'zeh natei b'sech shloy. I'm digging in my property. You're planting your property. We're going to do it each other. Ella, so what are you talking about? Why are you saying that Rav Yossi is masking by Mishra and by creation? Ella, Ella, Rav Yossi al Nizik Svirle. Hitak holds al Nizik. And what's he talking about over here? The Devar of the Rabbanon comes out. He's going to the Devar of the Rabbanon. Lididi, according to me, al Nizik, laharchis atzma. According to me, the Nizik has to be marchik. So therefore, the Mishra's last day there, the Charad, everyone last day there. But I feel a Mishra Yarko le Baruchu, don't move away. I understand. Mishra Yarki, you have to move. Hani, Hani, Maski, Hani. But I don't understand you Pshabai Chardal and Dvarim. But the bees are being Mazik the Chardal. Why are you taking the Chardal to move? And Rabbana answered back, Rabbana, and Dvarim Chardal Maskle. Dvarim are not Mazik the Chardal. Even Binsa, if it's talking about the seeds, Leib Mishkachas, they don't reach the seeds. Iba Tarfav is talking about the leaves, Hodapari, it grows back. And therefore, he says that it's not a problem. One holds not a problem. It's not a problem of that. It's not, the Dvarim not doing anything wrong. The whole Mazik, who's the Mazik, is the Chardal. And therefore, the Chardal has to move. Just like the Mishra and the Kreshim have to move, it's the same thing. And Rabbi Yezir is going to Dvar of the Rabbana. But for him, Al Nizik, by everything, they don't have to move because everyone just minds their own business. And if you're being Nizik, you have to move yourself.